Here is some news you don't hear every day. A low-salt diet may be harmful to your health. That's according to a study just published in the New England Journal of Medicine, which shows that people who consumed less than 3,000 milligrams of salt per day were more likely to have a heart attack or stroke than people who consumed between 3 and 6,000 milligrams per day. Dr. Suzanne Operill wrote the accompanying editorial to the study in the New England Journal of Medicine. She joins us from Birmingham, Alabama, where she's a professor of medicine at the University of Alabama. Dr. Operill, welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So really, higher sodium intake is better for you?
Well, wait. There's a what we would call a U-shaped relationship. Everyone agrees that eating a very high salt diet, that is more than 7,000 milligrams or 7 grams, is associated with elevated blood pressure, and elevated blood pressure is associated with all kinds of cardiovascular disease and kidney disease and stroke. We know that. Everybody agrees on that. What everybody doesn't agree on is whether reducing salt to the levels currently recommended, either 2,300 milligrams or, for people who have particular conditions, 1,500 milligrams, is good for you and prevents disease. I think what it tells you is that reducing sodium intake to a very low level, such as recommended by these guidelines, is very hard to do. And it distracts from other things that seem to work very well, such as encouraging a diet like the Mediterranean diet to prevent cardiovascular events.
Well, what exactly does the study show that having less sodium does to people?
It showed that it was associated with that people who ingested less salt had more cardiovascular diseases. Now, how this works is not clear. So there are all sorts of potential mechanisms, but in fact, we don't really know. We just know that there's not benefit, either in lowering blood pressure or in preventing cardiovascular events.
Well, what about this objection from the American Heart Association, which says about the new study that it is observational, it does not show cause and effect, it does not rule out other factors, and they're even calling into question some of the methods used to measure sodium levels?
Those are fair criticisms. The strength of the study is it was huge. Over 100,000 participants, people who were not patients. The perfect study would randomize people who do not have antecedent cardiovascular disease to either a low salt intake or a normal, so 3 to 6 grams of sodium intake, and then follow them for a long time. Many experts in the field have been suggesting such a study, but the practicality seems to be in question because the very low salt intake is not very well tolerated by most people.
So for our listeners who are hearing you talk about this new study, and also maybe they have seen another study published in the New England Journal of Medicine showing that there are over 1.6 million deaths worldwide each year resulting from too much salt, what are they supposed to do with that? What would you tell them that you have learned from all of these various studies about salt?
Cook your own food, with emphasis on fruits, vegetables, low-fat dairy products, fish, and try not to be overweight. Obesity and lack of physical activity or physical inactivity clearly are associated with adverse cardiovascular outcomes. So lead a healthy lifestyle, but don't worry too much about the salt.
Dr. Suzanne Operill, Distinguished Professor of Medicine at the University of Alabama, and we've got more about this study at our website, hereandnow.org. Dr. Operill, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, on average, we consume about 2,400 milligrams of salt per day. There are 160 milligrams in 12 Ruffles potato chips, 2,600 in a chicken burrito at Chipotle.